FM Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
Wildfire, Clinton email. I'm Elliot Francis. A massive wildfire is still burning out of control in the Canadian province of Alberta. Kim Hutchinson reports.
Mandatory evacuation orders from Alberta's premier after a wildfire that began last weekend quadrupled in size between Wednesday and Thursday.
It is apparent that the damage to the community of Fort McMurray is extensive, and the city is not safe for residents at this time.
More than 85,000 people have been forced from their homes in and around Fort McMurray, which sits in a region known for its energy sector. I'm Kim Hutchinson.
Hillary Clinton's closest aides have been interviewed as the FBI continues to investigate her private email server. Correspondent Evan Perez.
As we keep an eye on the calendar and the upcoming Democratic convention, we know that with the fact that these aides have now been brought in for interviews, that the FBI is trying to wrap this up, and we expect that this is going to be done in the next couple of weeks, in the next few weeks.
A date for an interview with Clinton has not yet been set. I'm Elliot Francis. Penn State is keeping quiet about reports that surfaced that Joe Paterno knew about sex abuse allegations against Jerry Sandusky for decades. Mark Chase reports.
In a statement, the school says it could not comment on the latest allegations due to confidentiality commitments. A story published by Penn Live cites a court order in a related case that includes a line that says in 1976, a child allegedly reported to Paterno he had been molested by Sandusky. The judge also claims unnamed assistant coaches witnessed inappropriate behavior between Sandusky and children a decade later. Sandusky remains in prison after being convicted of 45 counts of child sex abuse in 2012. He's appealed his case. I'm Mark Chase.
An unnamed source tells the Minneapolis Star Tribune that the painkiller Percocet was detected in Prince's body when he died last month. Medical examiner is furious over the report, saying she's the only one who knows the early results and she's not talking. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Metro's general manager is unveiling a major plan today to overhaul the rail system to fix problems like the smoke incidents that happened again on Metro yesterday.
Metro's board chair Jack Gavin says the plan set to be unveiled is aggressive.
There's going to be a lot of single tracking, I'm told, during the day and on weekends and nights, and there's going to be a high-end closure, so there's going to be a high level of inconvenience.
Gavin says the critical work has to happen now, but it will be expensive.
How are we going to pay for all this? I mean, we're talking about billions of dollars worth of work that needs to be done.
Evans is calling on Congress and local jurisdictions to help with funding to fix a system he says has been broken for too long.
It'll make it a safer and more reliable system.
Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Grief counselors and extra security will be on hand today at High Point High School in Beltsville following a deadly shooting outside the school yesterday.
It was shortly before 5 on Thursday night when a woman came to High Point High to pick up her kids. She was waiting outside when Prince George's County Police Chief Hayden Sawinski says an argument began between her and a man that she had a previous relationship with.
An adult bystander saw this altercation becoming more heated and attempted to intervene. As he approached the male who was accosting the woman, the male produced a handgun and fired at him.
The bystander was shot in the shoulder, the woman shot and killed. No kids were injured. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Alexandria property tax is going up to generate more money for schools and city buildings. The city council passed the 3-cent property tax hike. It'll cost the owner of an average home in Alexandria about $155 more per year. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,661. The NASDAQ at 47.17. Sports, the Nats fall to the Cubs in Chicago. The Orioles beat the Yankees. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team, cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And looking good around the Capitol Beltway. It looks like the overnight road work heading between Colesville Road and University Boulevard. That's been wrapped up. So looking good. No delays. Getting down to the Beltway, 95 Baltimore Washington Parkway, 29. All those feeder roads good. We're looking at arteries coming in out of Annapolis and Bowie, 50, 270 between Frederick and the Capitol Beltway. With your travel lanes open. Virginia, you're in good shape too. Annandale and Tysons with the Beltway open. Heading into the bridges over, heading into the district and say over the 14th Street Bridge, I was checking that out. Memorial Bridge, Key Bridge without any early problems. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rumbles of thunder today, mid 50s, north breeze. Light rain tapering off to showers overnight tonight. Maybe a rumble of thunder, 50. Clouds give way to sunshine and near 70 tomorrow. Plenty of sun for Mother's Day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 53 in Dumfries, 52 in Beltsville, 55 in Washington. A legal document claims Penn State football coach Joe Paterno was told of child abuse as far back as 1976. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's a great Friday, and we've got a great show lined up for you. This is one of those mornings you just settle in, keep it right here, because you're going to learn stuff.
Happy Seis de Mayo, Brian.
Yeah, that's right.
Can we just keep celebrating?
Yeah. All right. Love May. In 7:05 this morning, Michael Steele, former chairman of the RNC, former lieutenant governor of the state of Maryland. At 8:35, former speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. Hey, is he someone who might be considered as a vice presidential running mate for Donald Trump? At 8:05, Christian Toto, a film critic, will be here. And then at 8:35, Chris Barnes, fix WMATA. Man, do they need some fixing? Did you hear what happened yesterday? What a meltdown. He'll have the details. And also, by the way, they're supposed to reveal a new plan on how they're going to fix WMATA.
Yeah, they got a great plan. It's a huge plan. It's going to be terrific.
It's going to be painful is what it's going to be. It is now 5:07 on WML. Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Yes, sir. And let's start our morning today with some positive, uplifting, unifying thoughts about the Republican Party of the United States of America. Mm-hmm. Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, was interviewed by Jake Tapper yesterday on CNN. And, well, he basically indicated that, I understand Trump got the nomination. Good for him. He should be congratulated. Yay. That's fantastic. But, you know, that doesn't mean, you know, automatically he's going to get my support and love and endorsement. No, he has to earn it. He has to show me that he is going to represent the conservative principles that I believe in and that I believe our party should stand for. And if he can do that, then you betcha he's got my vote. You know what? I'm okay with that. In fact, we should all be okay with that, because isn't that the entire process that we are going through? Aren't we walking down the same road as Paul Ryan? If the majority of Republican voters, let's face it, were not supportive of Donald Trump. That's just a fact. The majority of Republican voters in this country voted for somebody other than Donald Trump. I'm not taking anything away from him. He won it, and he did a great job, and bully for him and bully for his organization and all the people who voted for him. That's right, bully. Bully for him. That's a good Republican term, Teddy Roosevelt. But just because he won doesn't mean that he's got the majority of our vote, right? He doesn't have our support. So let's be positive about this. Let's stop hurling bags full of bricks at each other. Let's stop with the acrimony, and let's actually talk through what we need to go through and process so we can get unified as a party. So let's take Paul Ryan at his word. I'm going to let you hear him say exactly what he had to say, but while we listen, I want you to call in 888-630-9625. Paul Ryan says we need to know from Donald Trump what conservative principles he stands for and what he can represent that we can all rally behind. So I want to hear from you. What conservative principles can we actually rally behind that mesh with the policies that Donald Trump has already put 4th. Here's Jake Tapper with Paul Ryan. By the way, give us a call, 888-630-9625. Can we unite? What ideas, what principles can we unite behind? 888-630-WMAL.
You have said throughout this process that you will support the Republican presidential nominee. Now you have a presumptive nominee, Donald Trump. Will you support him?
Well, to be perfectly candid with you, Jake, I'm just not ready to do that at this point. I'm not there right now. And I hope to, though, and I want to. But I think what is required is that we unify this party. And I think the bulk of the burden on unifying the party will have to come from our presumptive nominee. I don't want to underplay what he accomplished. He needs to be congratulated for an enormous accomplishment, for winning not now a plurality of delegates, and he's on his way to winning a majority of delegates. But he also inherited something very special, that's very special to a lot of us. This is the party of Lincoln, of Reagan, of Jack Kemp. And we don't always nominate a Lincoln and a Reagan every 4 years. But we hope that our nominee aspires to be Lincoln and Reagan-esque, that person advances the principles of our party and appeals to a wide, vast majority of Americans. And so I think what is necessary to make this work, for this to unify, is to actually take our principles and advance them. And that's what we want to see. Saying we're unified doesn't in and of itself unify us, but actually taking the principles that we all believe in, showing that there's a dedication to those, and running a principle campaign that Republicans can be proud about, and that can actually appeal to a majority of Americans, that to me is what it takes to unify this party.
Well, that's pretty well said. And if you're in Paul Ryan's place right now, why don't you come on board here and let's have an open discussion about what we could actually agree upon. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. I take Paul Ryan at his word, Brian Wilson. I think that this is a principal issue. This is not about politics. He's not trying to position himself or make some sort of political play. I think he's an earnest fellow. And I believe that there are plenty of things that Donald Trump has put forth as policies that are rooted in conservative principles, even if he hasn't presented them that way. But Donald Trump doesn't talk about conservative principles. He doesn't talk about the Constitution. That doesn't mean that his policies don't mesh with it. I don't think there's anything wrong with closing off our border and deporting and illegal immigrants and actually enforcing the laws as they stand. I don't think there's anything wrong with his tax plan, by the way. That's definitely rooted in conservative principles. That's just a beginning. I think there's plenty more. But what do you think? 888-630-WMAL.
Well, I think what Paul Ryan has said is thoughtful. And I think what Paul Ryan is doing here is he's saying, I need to be convinced. But I think what he's also doing here is sending a message to Donald Trump. And I think the message to Donald Trump is, listen, buddy, congratulations. You ran a good campaign and you have secured the nomination of your party, or eventually will. But you need to understand, not everybody's on board. Not everybody is enamored with the Donald, like the people who attend your rallies. I mean, it's very easy, I think, as a candidate to go to the rallies and you see people who support you and you sort of start to believe your own press clippings. And what he needs to understand is something that you pointed out earlier. The majority of Republicans did not vote for Donald Trump, and they need to be brought around and brought into the fold, and they need to understand certain things about Donald Trump if they're going to support him. Otherwise, the outcome here is that a lot of people will sit on their hands.
Yeah, I mean,
and if a lot of Republicans sit on their hands and are not enthusiastic about Donald Trump, then he loses.
I think you're right. Paul Ryan is communicating, but he's not communicating it in quite the in-your-face way that you just shorthanded it, though.
No, I'm decoding it for you. He said it a lot nicer, but I think that's sort of the message here. He's saying this to Donald Trump, and Donald Trump does need to do these things. And I think if a couple of things that I've seen indicate that Donald Trump understands this, or at least the people around him understand this, and they're starting now to do those kinds of things. So look, it'll be interesting to see. Apparently, the two are going to meet next week,
mm-hmm.
and after that meeting, it will be interesting to see whether Paul Ryan comes out and says, I've had some conversations, I've expressed some concerns, I've heard the right things from Donald Trump, and I can now be on board. If he says that, that's fine. If he comes out of that meeting and he's still got concerns, it's disastrous.
But you're right. But I think the former will occur. Don't you agree that if Paul Ryan goes through this process and a week later, after meeting with Donald Trump, he steps forward and said, yep, he's my man, he's got my vote, he's got my full support, isn't that much more meaningful and more impactful than if he had just done what Mitch McConnell did?
I need to be convinced, and I've been convinced.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And then what do the critics say? All right. How about Denny in Virginia? We'll start with you, Denny. You're on WMAL.
Good morning, Denny.
Thank you. Good morning. I can tell you right now, the only thing that Trump had that was even remotely conservative was his bombastic way of saying that he was going to uphold the rule of law and he was going to deal with the immigration issue the way that a lot of the American people want it dealt with. Other than that, he doesn't have anything. He's already started to walk back on his issue on immigration. He's already started to walk back on his tax plan. He's doing basically what I call the reverse art of the deal, whereas you go in being bombastic about everything that you want to start with, and then you walk it back to get back what you really
want. Okay, you're telling me so you don't think there's anything that Donald Trump can do right now to unify Republicans?
Oh, no, and of course not. No, he is by far from anything remotely of being a conservative, let alone Paul Ryan. I wouldn't trust Paul Ryan to take and identify what a conservative is if it fell off.
All right, so Denny in Virginia is burning down the whole damn house.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah, it's over. All right, Denny. Well, I hear you.
But hold on. He represents a lot of
people. Oh, no, I know. I'm not dismissing it.
I'm not dismissing it at all.
At all. Right. No. I hear you. But we're looking to see if there is anything that we can unify behind, a la Paul Ryan. Request yesterday. So give us a call, 888-630 WMAL. It's 516. A little late there. Sorry. Let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Pretty mellow, though, on the road. So not too much.
All right,
tell
then.
You
thank
about.
You, Jamie. Let's move on then. And go. No, I'm
it.
Kidding.
In,
go, Jamie. Go.
It's Friday. Enjoy your day. All right. Here we go. 66. Good. Manassas, Centerville up through to the Beltway. Getting to 66. Just a little bit of a hang up right now on 28. Here's the deal. If you're heading northbound 28 through Centerville before you get to 66 at New Braddock Road, I'm looking at the crash in the camera here. Along the right side, a couple of emergency units on the scene. So is the tow truck, though. So hopefully it won't be with us for too long. Again, northbound 28 at New Braddock Road prior to getting to I-66. For the Beltway, good, nice and quiet. No problems getting into town coming off of both the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and 50 onto New York and Kenilworth Avenue. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Guess what? We're going to have a little rain today. About 1 to 2 inches expected.
Yep.
1 to 2 inches of rain. Sure, just about that much. Thunder possible as well. High around 55 degrees tonight. The rain will continue, but it'll soften up by the time we get to midnight. Overnight low, 50 degrees. Here's your weekend forecast. Tomorrow, Saturday, cloudy skies, and then it looks like the rain is done. Originally we were looking at some rain on Saturday, but no. Saturday's looking okay. It'll be partly cloudy in the afternoon, high of 69. And then Sunday's looking gorgeous. We finally turned the corner. We'll have abundant sunshine, high in the low 70s. We love the abundant sunshine.
Before the rain starts again.
And Monday, yeah. It's 54 degrees right now, 518 on WMAL.
Does your home have plumbing problems? Call McCarthy Services for our spring plumbing specials. Water heater flushes for only $49, $99 drain cleanings, or $50 off any general plumbing repair. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Are we putting our policies based upon the principles that all conservatives and all Republicans share? You know, limited government, the Constitution, the right role for the executive.
Well, that's what I meant.
Those are the things we all believe in. And we want to make sure our standard bearer bears those standards, that our standard bearer champions those if you want to see a unified party. And that's the point I'm trying to make,
right.
Which is I think for this to be successful, the party needs to be unified. And I think he's got some work to do. And I'm happy to help him do that.
There you go. It's an interesting conversation and one that, frankly, I think is healthy for the Republican Party and one you don't hear very often from the Democrats. Democrats often, all they talk about is all the things they're going to do. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. It's all about policy. Republicans, generally, when they run for office and try to communicate their message, it's all about principles. This is what we stand for. This is what we believe in. And that's a good thing, I think. Trump's kind of turned that on its end this time around. He was the guy this time around who didn't run on principles and run on beliefs. He ran on policy. He said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to, make America great again. But it wasn't rooted in some sort of traditional, William F. Buckley, Ronald Reagan kind of grand principles. And Paul Ryan is trying to bridge those two things. Okay, we understand what you want to do, but is it rooted in some solid conservative principles that we've all believed in?
Well, there's this thing about, okay, here's what you want to do. but are going to do it in a way that is in sync with conservative ideas
exactly.
and conservative principles. And that's what Paul Ryan is saying. Look,
make
I mean, a lot of people are going to look at what Paul Ryan says and look at him as disloyal and being a troublemaker and trying to be, negative. I don't think that's his intention. I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
Well, Madeline in Fairfax does think that's his intention. Madeline, you're on WMAO. What do you say?
Thank you. I have to tell you, Paul Ryan has a lot of skunk to get out there and talk about the Constitution and conservative principles when he rammed through that omnibus bill. I tell you what, that Paul Ryan is a dirty snake, and he has no right to lecture Donald Trump on anything.
My goodness.
I despise that man. He has really, really done our country harm, and for him to start being pious and talking about the Constitution makes me sick to my stomach.
All right, Madeline. Well, I'm glad you got it off your chest. That's why we're here for you at 5:20 in the morning.
Man, I'm telling you, that's awful angry at 5:20 in the morning.
I'm giving all of the people in this game the benefit of the doubt. Paul Ryan as well as Donald Trump. Even, I suppose, John Boehner. Jared in the district, you're on WMAO. What do you think, Jared?
Hey, Jared, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Wow. She's not happy.
That's all right. That's all right.
I think that something that would go a long way to helping would be if Donald were to pick a running mate on the lines of Condoleezza Rice.
Oh, really? Oh, that. And so now I wasn't expecting you to say that name, but why? Why is Condoleezza Rice someone who could unite the party on conservative principles?
She was always very well respected by the Republican establishment. She was successful in her foreign policy work. Mm. And bringing someone like that in would possibly cement the relationship between Donald Trump and the greater majority of Republicans.
All right, Jared,
are up in the air about him.
Well, Jared, I think that's a noble idea, and I understand the spirit in which you offer that idea. It is not going to happen.
Well, we'll see.
I can tell you right now that will not happen.
I'll tell you what. Later this morning, I agree with you. I think a vice presidential pick could be the tonic here that sort of in one move solidifies and unifies a large faction of the Republican Party who right now are reluctant to back Donald Trump. We're going to talk about that later on this morning. Mm-hmm. And in fact, one of the names being floated is Newt Gingrich. He's going to be our guest at 7:35.
That's right.
But we're going to take more of your calls here just on what Trump can do beyond that to solidify his support within the Republican Party. Chris in Woodbridge, I want to hear from you, so stay on the line. You're next.
It is now 5:22.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Larry O'Connor here to tell you how you can take all the stress out of the decision and get your home sold fast and for the highest price. It's easy, actually. Just call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah have developed exclusive seller programs that are simply not offered by other agents. They have over 5,300 ready home buyers looking to buy a home in the area right now. Listen to what Debbie and Sarah did with the Kim's house in Chantilly. Before the Kim's home went on the market, Debbie and Sarah pushed their home to the buyers in their database. They created demand before ever going on the market. Then the house goes live and bam, four offers come in after the first day. The Kims thought Debbie and Sarah's buyers in waiting program was a gimmick, but after they sold their home in just one day, they want everyone to know that these buyers and results are the real deal. Sarah and Debbie are also the real deal. They can sell your home too. They already have the buyers and your home might already be sold. Just call now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, you're not alone. Many of my patients have come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. And the good news is they always leave with a smile. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan from McMillan Sedation Dentistry. And in as little as one anxiety-free visit, I can provide solutions to years worth of dental problems. We offer general and cosmetic dentistry as well as teeth in a day. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, you have options to ensure you're completely relaxed. Whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand, you'll rest comfortably throughout the entire procedure. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie Laviola to our team. Take that first step and call us today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Far, far away. A place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected delivers unwanted mishaps to small businesses. But fear not. When the unexpected strikes, The Hartford is known for helping small businesses prevail with property, liability, and workers' compensation insurance. Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
It's Cinco 25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Whitten. Está en la... I got to stop the Cinco de Mayo thing. I'm sorry.
I like
it's,
it.
It's still bleeding over. The sun hasn't risen yet, as far as I'm concerned.
Why is it still bleeding over?
It is still
over?
Cinco de Mayo, well, because it's... Cinco de Mayo.
No, it's
in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Hola, Jamie.
Hola, let's take you in from the west on 66. Good, no problems. Out of Gainesville, through to the Beltway, and then extending in through Falls Church, Arlington. Also, good news, 28, just south of I-66, the crash at New Braddock Road, gone. They quickly cleared that. Very happy about that. And that volume that we had northbound quickly eased out. Now, I am looking at a little bit of slowdown on the Dulles Greenway. I spoke to authorities out there. They said, nope, not working anything, but this is just west of 28. So do watch if you're heading either direction on 267, the Greenway, in that stretch. Other than that, we really are in good shape here on our Friday. Could I say Friday? Friday morning around the Beltway, Virginia, Maryland, 270. I'm not seeing any backups yet. Out of Frederick and down past Clarksburg to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Low pressure to the east, occasional showers, and even some steady rain at times as we head through this Friday. So another damp, cool day with temperatures in the middle 50s with a north breeze. Couple of inches of rain possible. I'm meteorologist Ray Stegic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 degrees in the nation's capital. 527. Chris in Woodbridge. We're taking Paul Ryan at his word yesterday, where he said that he's not quite ready to unite behind Donald Trump. He needs to be shown by the candidate that he's going to be able to express conservative principles. Well, what do you think, Chris? Are you getting there?
Well, I am. Actually, you know, I wasn't a Trump fan originally because I didn't like the way he took the low road, you know, all the name calling and everything, but you know, I watched him last night on an interview with Bret Baier on Fox's Evening News, and I'll tell you, he seemed a lot more presidential during that interview than I've ever seen him before. So I could definitely get on board, and I can understand what Paul Ryan's saying.
Yeah.
You know, you got a guy running around the country, he's spewing all this hate, actually hateful words, I think, when you look at some of the people that he allegedly, you know, upset. And last night, talking with Brett, he sounded like almost a 180.
So Chris in Woodbridge, and I appreciate the call. Your biggest issue, it seems, with Trump has been tone and temperament. And I don't think you're alone. I think there are a lot of people who are like that. Yeah, I'm okay with his policies, but I just don't like the way he goes about communicating them. And you think he's beginning to turn that corner. Frankly, tone and temperament, that's the easiest thing to fix.
You can fix that in 2 minutes.
Yeah, and he may very well have with Chris in Woodbridge. All right, listen, plenty more to talk about on this topic today. It's what America's talking about,
right.
Frankly. Newt Gingrich at 7:35 and Michael Steele at 7:05. They both have strong opinions about it, so stick with us. It's 5:28.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Whether it's you or a family member struggling with depression, it can be excruciating. TMS NeuroHealth Centers understands, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. Now, with TMS, an FDA-cleared and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. TMS NeuroHealth Centers is helping patients rediscover life in our many locations, including Ashburn, Virginia, and Frederick, Maryland. Now accepting most insurance, including Cigna Healthcare. For your free consultation, visit hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS therapy
It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Coming up on WMAL, Huma on the hot seat. We'll tell you all about it. You heard me. And Metro has another meltdown. We'll give you all the details about it. Is there anything that can fix Metro at this point? We'll discuss it after the news on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. We expect to get details today of a major new plan to fix critical safety problems in the Metro Rail system. Early word is the plan will take months to complete and may include steps such as closing portions of some rail lines for extended periods of time, single tracking, and cutting back weekend hours. Classes resume today at High Point High School in Beltsville as police continue to search for the man who shot two people outside the school late in the day yesterday. No students were involved in the shooting that left a woman dead and a man injured. But police say it was a domestic-related incident. House Speaker Paul Ryan says Donald Trump has a lot of work to do before he'll win the backing of conservatives in the party.
I think that he needs to do more to unify this party, to bring all wings of the Republican Party together. I think conservatives want to know, does he share our values and our principles on limited government, the proper role of the executive, adherence to the Constitution? There are lots of questions that conservatives, I think, are going to want answers to, myself included.
It was a surprising turn of events yesterday when Ryan said he cannot yet support his party's presumptive nominee for president. The FBI has now reached into Hillary Clinton's inner circle as part of the investigation of her private email server.
In recent weeks, several of her aides, including Huma Abedin, one of Clinton's closest and longest-serving advisors, have sat down for questions at an FBI building just a few blocks from where I'm sitting. This is an important stage of this probe because it signals that the investigation could soon be completed.
Correspondent Evan Perez. Maryland casino revenue was $103 million in April, officials say. That breaks the previous high of about $99 million from last July. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,661, the NASDAQ at 4,717. Sports, the Nats' ninth inning rally falls short and they lose to the Cubs. The Orioles beat the Yankees in 10. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend neck and shoulder pain on Wednesday, May 18th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com.
Did you know that stress is linked to the 6 leading causes of death in the U.S.? Poor response to stress and adrenal dysfunction can prevent your body's ability to handle inflammation. Learn more about poor stress adaptation and how to balance mental and physiological stress. Join Dr. Tom Roselle, D.C. for an intensive and informative hour on stress at the Angelica Mosaic on Wednesday, May 11th at 7 p.m. For more information and to register for this free health education event, visit drtomroselle.com/events.
Comcast Business knows how to take your business to the next level. That's why we introduced Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. With next level speed, coverage, marketing, and control features, all designed to help your business run smoothly. But we didn't stop there. Instead, we took it even further, which is why Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro offers what AT&T's Wi-Fi small site doesn't. Professional installation, advanced security, and access to over 10 million hotspots nationwide. Looks like taking your business to the next level starts with ditching AT&T. Give your business an edge with Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, built for business. Restrictions apply. Available with Comcast Business Deluxe 50 and above. Call Comcast Business for details.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, Akakik. Let's take you on to 210 in the northbound direction, right as you come up toward 228. That's where we have the accident activity, and I'm starting to see a little bit of volume form through that stretch. No problems if you're heading through Brandywine, 5301 looks good. Route 4 out of Upper Marlboro and up through to the Beltway, good. Everyone, once up onto the Beltway, quiet to the Wilson Bridge. In fact, the entire Beltway, Largo, New Carrollton, heading through Montgomery County and Bethesda, that looks good. Virginia Beltway without any early troubles. Hey, Virginia, let's get you covered here on 95. Out of Stafford, good to the Beltway, continuing on to 395 to the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Periods of rain and showers with maybe even a rumble of thunder today. Some spots could pick up an inch or two of rain. Mid-50s with a north breeze. The rain tapers off to showers as we roll through tonight. Maybe a rumble of thunder, 50. Clouds to some sunshine tomorrow, 69. Plenty of sunshine on Mother's Day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 52 in Leesburg, 55 in Bethesda, 55 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. Yowza, 536 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're starting your Friday the right way on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. And boy, do we have a morning set up for you. 705, former RNC chairman and Lieutenant Governor of Maryland, Michael Steele. At 7:35, Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House, will get his opinion on the current Speaker's position on Donald Trump. 8:05 brings us Christian Toto, film critic, talk about today's huge blockbuster Captain America movie that's sure to break records. And then at 8:35, Chris Barnes, fix WMATA, and boy, does WMATA need fixing. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
All you people getting aboard the Metro this morning, things are hopefully returning to normal after another disastrous day on the Metro. And this time it was the blue, the silver, orange line, which had to be shut down after there were two things. it's like these people over at Metro, it's a comedy of errors.
Where do we begin?
Except that it's, as they say, not very funny. So it started out at the Federal Center Metro stop early morning, and you'd have to call it an explosion. And by the way, this got captured on a security camera. It happened right in the station. Train leaves the station, and all of a sudden, there is an arcing incident that is captured on the security camera that one can only describe when you see the video as shocking and scary.
Oh, it's something you would see in the sky behind the Washington Monument on the 4th of July.
Yeah,
it really is. We've got it up at WMAL.com to check it out.
It's really, it's a scary thing. And apparently, so when Paul Wiedefield saw that video, he said, well, we're going to have to shut this. So they had already shut down that particular station. They knew they had to fix that, and they were going around it. But then, later in the evening, there was a second incident after they'd already closed down part of the Metro. And this one was another smoke incident. And this one, was apparently, again, debris that got caught up on the third rail and somehow ignited and caught on fire. And, of course, there's smoke. So they closed two stations, suspended service at 4 in the middle of the evening commute. Between the smoke and the dramatic explosion early in the day, they went in last night and did a bunch of work and replaced 120 arc insulators electric insulators that are supposed to help solve this problem. But look, today is a big day in the history of Metro, because Paul Wedefield, the new general manager of Metro, is going to lay out the details of a plan, a very massive plan, to rebuild the Metro system and try to return it to its once great glory.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be painful. And he hasn't laid out the details of it, but he did send an advance letter to members of the various congressional delegations, giving them some indication of what we're in for. He says it's going to take some sacrifice from all of us. There are going to be, he says, quote unquote, major disruptions. And by the way, you know, Larry, you have been very, very adamant about what needs to happen over at Metro is that a bunch of people need to be fired and replaced. And I think one of the things that you have to acknowledge in the situation is, if you go in there and you fire 150 key players, you've got a vacuum, and at a time when you need some expertise to make the thing keep running. But they have done something in the interim, which I think is very interesting. He has sent letters to 650 Metro managers, explaining to them in no uncertain terms that they are at-will employees. And perhaps it's a desire to send a shot across their bow saying, performance needs to improve.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it is a shot across their bow saying, I'm going to be going through these things one by one, and some people are going to be fired.
Yeah, perhaps. I think that at least a couple of key management people fired right at the beginning wouldn't have left a vacuum, and it would have sent a message.
Right.
And also, I think in private industry, yes, you're right, it creates a vacuum, but in private industry, this happens quite often, and that vacuum is filled pretty quickly. Jack Evans is one of those politicians.
Right.
Who got the letter yesterday, and he's went public and discussed some of the things that we should expect in this announcement today.
It's an aggressive plan to get 3 years' worth of track work done sooner than that, in months.
And he, speaking with WMAL News, he said,
shutdowns of track segments between stations is going to happen at least for weeks.
And he expects
for weeks.
Oh, absolutely,
yeah.
For weeks. And during that time,
there's going to be a lot of single tracking, I'm told, during the day and on weekends and nights. And there's going to be a high end closure. So there's going to be a high level of inconvenience.
And then he said this, which I think is an interesting talking point. Listen to what Jack Evans has to say here.
I apologize on behalf of this entire region for the last 15 years for not doing their job, for allowing the system to deteriorate.
Now, that's a start. He is accepting responsibility and saying, yes, it's been 15 years that we have allowed this thing to metastasize and get into a position where we have failed the community.
Well,
what we need to add to that is how much money has been spent over the course of those 15 years. Remember how much money after 9/11 was dumped into WMATA under the auspices of securing the system? That money was completely wasted, except for some cameras here and there.
I'm to this day, I don't think they have the communications problem.
Exactly. So, yeah. Thank you. So we need more than just apology. Yes, it's great. That's a good start. I apologize. And then here's how we're going to rectify the 15 years of incompetence. We're going to start holding some people accountable.
People are upset and people are angry. I mean, the red line in the last 10 days has had 4 smoke incidents.
Yeah.
And then we had this incident yesterday on the blue, silver, and orange lines that caused major disruptions. And you can only describe it as an explosion and then later another unrelated fire.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is time to do something. And by the way, at 8:35, we'll have Chris Barnes here with Fix WMATA. To talk about this new plan that's going to come out and what happened yesterday.
It's 5:43 on WMAL Traffic and Weather, coming up in 2 minutes, and then all about Huma.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq. The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying Thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team, cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. With our outstanding payment plan options, you could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Make ARS Rescue Router your choice for new heating and cooling systems. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier counties. WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's right there in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Here, and I'm watching closely. Not too much going on. We do have one issue in Maryland in Accokeek on 210, northbound 210 Indian Head Highway. Right as you come up to 228 Berry Road, still dealing with the crash. You're getting by slowly. Won't cost you too much extra time. Just some patience working past the crash activity. On Route 4, heading from Upper Marlboro through to the Beltway, looking good. I'm seeing a brief delay just starting to form prior to the Beltway near the Suitland Parkway. Watching you in the Jessup area on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway each direction as you pass 175, 270 out of Frederick. Slowest stretch right now will be south of Route 80 Urbana to get you past 109. Virginia, 28 Centerville, pushing up through to the I-66. Earlier crash history, no delay, and 66 looking good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wet Friday, but improving weather coming just in time for Mother's Day. Periods of rain and showers with maybe even a rumble of thunder today. Some spots could pick up an inch or two of rain where it rains most persistently. Mid-50s with a north breeze. The rain tapers off the showers as we roll through tonight. Maybe a rumble of thunder, 50. Clouds to some sunshine tomorrow, 69. Plenty of sunshine on Mother's Day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Well, there is more email news to talk about this morning, and it has to do with Huma Abedin. Now, if you don't know, and I can't imagine at this point you don't, but if you don't know, Huma Abedin is sort of Hillary Clinton's right-hand person. She is there every time that Hillary moves. Sort of, you know, like glued to the left side of her hip.
Her the bag man? Is that an appropriate?
Well, in presidential politics, you have something that is sometimes referred in a sort of a pejorative way as the butt boy, the man who follows the president right on his rear end and does everything the president needs to have done. Well, then that would be Huma's role for Hillary.
But of course, she's not a boy, so she would be the butt girl.
Yeah, but so anyway,
she's married to Anthony Weiner, you know. So
I know.
Now it all makes sense.
Now, listen, let's not go there because we're just going to devolve this conversation. And I'm trying to impart important information. So here you got Huma Abedin, who is her right-hand person.
Yes.
Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
She has now been called in and has testified to the FBI, has given a deposition to the FBI about the email investigation, the email scandal. We know this because it is reported by the Associated Press. The Associated Press says that, FBI has interviewed Huma Abedin, a close aide to Hillary Clinton, as part of a federal investigation into Clinton's use of private email server as Secretary of State. A person familiar with the probe said Thursday. Mm. The person insisted on anonymity to discuss an ongoing investigation. Abedin was one of Clinton's closest aides during her tenure as the top nation diplomat, serving as Deputy Chief of Staff. It was not immediately clear whether other aides have been interviewed or if Clinton herself might be questioned. However, on that point, let me turn over to a CNN story, which says, in recent weeks, multiple aides have been interviewed. More than once, the official said, a date for an FBI interview of Clinton has not been set, these officials says, but is expected in the coming weeks.
Yeah.
Abedin has cooperated with the probe. Lawyers for Abedin declined to comment. The officials say the interviews of Clinton and her aides would be a routine part of any investigation of this nature.
There you go.
So Hillary will be indeed, and apparently other stories suggest that the FBI is working with the campaign to find a time that would be convenient.
Good God. I mean, this drives me nuts about journalists. There's no indication yet if the FBI will, in fact, interview Hillary Clinton. If they don't interview Hillary Clinton, there will be people burning this town down. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
And by the way, and this also in the CNN story, and I know you're going to have something to say about
that.
The investigation is still ongoing, but so far, investigators haven't found evidence to prove that Clinton willfully violated the law.
Willfully.
The U.S. anonymous official says.
Yeah, so they've certainly lowered the bar, haven't they?
Yeah.
That doesn't mean she hasn't violated the law. They're just questioning whether she willfully violated the law. Brian, you've been following the email story, I think, from the first second it was revealed. Let's put you on the FBI inquisition team here. You've got Huma Abedin sitting across from you right now.
Right.
What's the biggest question you'd like to ask her about this whole scheme?
Well, I want to know what kind of conversations took place when they were talking about the idea of setting up the private server and what the motivation to do that was. Now, I mean, this is subject to a great deal of interpretation. By the way, Judicial Watch scores another big victory. They have discovered that there are a whole bunch of more emails, and these have to do with Huma Abedin and her conversations with Hillary Clinton. And by the way, they found a whole nother Huma Abedin secret email account.
Uh-huh. But my question, well, I'll tell you my question a little later this morning. It's 5:51, time now for Rush Limbaugh.
A few months ago, I told you about the homeless problem in Los Angeles and San Francisco. Today, here's another news article. Homelessness growing in L.A. County as more live in cars and tents. Now, according to the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority, there are almost 47,000 homeless people on any given night, a 6% increase over the last year. The report says that most of the chronically homeless are people with mental illness and substance abuse problems. Many are African American. Homeless encampments are spreading from downtown LA into the suburbs. Now, the mayor blames a housing shortage, which is a laugh, and a staggering mental health crisis. He acknowledges that many veterans are living on the streets. Since 2013, there's been a 55% increase in the number of homeless women. People living in tents, cars, or camps has increased 20% since last year. But here's the thing. Governor Moonbeam and the Democrats who run the state don't seem too concerned about it. And neither does the drive-by media. Because, you see, it's an election year. And Democrats are in power. So the homeless, kind of invisibly, sweep them out of the way. Hillary Clinton was recently in Los Angeles at George Clooney's mansion for a fundraiser. Couples ponied up $353,000 for the privilege of sitting with her. I wonder if donors noticed any homeless encampments on the way in or out. Or were the homeless as invisible to Hillary and her crowd as they are to all the other California Democrats?
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hey, folks, Memorial Day is coming up. It's our chance to honor those who have served our country. And my good friends at Mahindra Tractors are stepping up for the third year in a row with the Mahindra Military Salute Giveaway. This year is special because Mahindra is giving away their all-new utility vehicle, the Impact XTV 750S Camo Edition. The Mahindra Impact. will go to someone special who is active duty or a veteran of the U.S. military. To nominate somebody, go to rushlimbaugh.com. Look for the Mahindra Military Salute Giveaway. My thanks to Mahindra, makers of the world's number one selling tractor. And God bless all of you who protect our freedom.
No purchase necessary. Void in Alaska, Hawaii, and where prohibited. Open to contiguous U.S. residents 18 and over who are active duty or a veteran of the U.S. military. Sweepstakes ends at 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time, May 29, 2016. Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at D&G Equipment Sales in Augusta or visit dandgequipment.com. That's
okay, everyone. Mother's Day is this Sunday. Do you know what you're getting for your mom? If you're looking for the perfect gift, check out this sweet deal from Sherry's Berries. Right now, you can get their famous freshly dipped gourmet berries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. Just go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter special code 5050. That's berries.com, special code 5050. You have never seen dipped berries like these. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And right now, they're starting at $19.99. That's amazing. Plus, you can pick your delivery date, and the berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh, delicious, and beautifully packaged, or your money back. My mom is going to be super excited when she gets her Sherry's Berries, and I bet your mom will be too. But order now, because Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible deal ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter special code 5050. That's berries.com, special code 5050.
5:55, Triple Nickels right now on WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and let's take you, Maryland, in the Accokeek area. Crews still dealing with the crash. Northbound on 210 at 228 Berry Road. Stay to the right to get you on by. Once you get beyond there and continuing up through to the Beltway, heading to the Wilson Bridge without any delay. 295 looks good this morning. Light volume past the Naval Research Lab of the inbound Douglas Bridge and 11th Street Bridge. Southbound 295, rolling pretty well as you come off of both 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. I told you I was watching you and Jessup, and we're still dealing with delays. Had the accident reported on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound between 175 and 32. 270, about the volume south of Route 80, Urbana. Virginia Beltway runs without incident. And Metro Rail, they restored service on the orange, blue, and silver lines after yesterday's problems. Currently, not reporting any issues. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Low pressure to the east, occasional showers, and even some steady rain at times as we head through this Friday. So another damp, cool day with temperatures in the middle 50s with a north breeze. Couple of inches of rain possible. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 degrees at 5:56.
Hi, this is Johnny Holiday for the Yellow Ribbon Fund. The Yellow Ribbon Fund, the Washington area's premier nonprofit supporting injured service members and their families. We'll be hosting our annual golf tournament July the 11th at Army-Navy Country Club. How about joining us for a great day of golf and camaraderie with many of our injured heroes? Sponsorships and foursomes are available now. For information, go to yellowribbonfund.org. That's yellowribbonfund.org.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Larry O'Connor here, and there's no doubt you'd like to get it done as quickly as possible, but you also want to make sure you sell at the highest price. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to work with experts who are known for selling homes faster, but not just faster, they also sell for the highest price? Here's what you do. Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team is one of the top real estate teams in the D.C. metro area, according to the Wall Street Journal. The Reynolds Team is family-owned. They've been selling homes in the DC area for almost 30 years, and they get results. Debbie and Sarah are so confident your home will sell, they'll guarantee it in writing. If your home doesn't sell, they will buy it for a price you agree to. Fact is, now you have a team that sells homes faster and for more money. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. One more time, 844-344-SOLD, or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Whether it's you or a family member struggling with depression, it can be excruciating. TMS NeuroHealth Centers understands, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. Now, with TMS, an FDA-cleared and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. TMS NeuroHealth Centers is helping patients rediscover life in our many locations, including Ashburn, Virginia, and Frederick, Maryland. Now accepting most insurance, including Cigna Healthcare. For your free consultation, visit hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS therapy
It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Look alive, weeds! It's a matter of life and death!
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow!
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome!
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all!
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit Inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
Coming up on WMAL.
Well, yesterday was, as you may have heard earlier on this program, Cinco de Mayo. And some people took to Twitter, and some people were offended by the things that people said about Cinco de Mayo in their tweets. We'll give you a rundown.